The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Sandy Cortez says, despite the fact she's in therapy for an insurrection she wasn't at, if you're worried about getting killed in our increasingly dangerous cities, you're the one who's hysterical.
I also want to make sure that this doesn't drive a hysteria and that we look at these numbers in context so that we can make responsible decisions.
One thing I like about her, she's as predictable as a champagne hangover.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
You see the lady, the video of the lady on an American Airlines flight duct taped to her seat? Now that's what I call ingenuity. So much for the friendly skies. That's United, right? Are we still flying the friendly skies? No more COVID separation, no more distancing. But you better wear your mask. I went to Disney World over the weekend. Disney World is finally maskless. No requirement to wear your mask. They ask you to wear your mask if you haven't been vaccinated. But like most places in America, there is no mandatory vaccine requirement to go to Disney World, which is kind of interesting. Now, you do have to wear your mask on the monorail. That's my dream job, incidentally. When I'm tired of you, when I get tired of this audience, when you get tired of me, when I pack it in, I'm going to go drive the monorail at Disney World. I think I'd be so good at it. You sit up there in that little cabin. You don't have to talk to people. That's my problem. I don't really like people too much. Can you imagine me being in this job and I don't like anybody? And I'm particularly annoyed today. I'm in an annoying mood. Everybody's annoying me, so be prepared. When you call, get ready. 1-800-655-MIKE. I don't know why I'm annoyed. I should be happy. The country's coming back. Americans' eyes are wide open at the way Biden and Kamala Harris are wrecking this country. That's not an exaggeration, incidentally. We'll do this case by case here in just a moment. But listen to Fauci. Fauci made the rounds yesterday. Of course, he went everywhere except conservative media. Fauci now just doesn't go near Fox News, Newsmax, One American. He just doesn't do that. He goes where he's going to be treated with kid gloves. And he believes there should be vaccination mandates. Here's cut number 12. You understand, when you go to places like Las Vegas and Disney World, a couple of places I've been to recently, you see the way the world will look and is looking, the way the country is looking, without tyrannical, power-crazed entities and individuals forcing you to show your papers. Here's cut 12. Clearly, Tony Fauci still believes that Americans must show their papers.
I have been of this opinion, and I remain of that opinion, that I do believe at the local level, Jake, there should be more mandates. There really should be. We're talking about life and death situation. We've lost 600,000 Americans already, and we're still losing more people. There have been 4 million deaths worldwide. This is serious business. So I am in favor of that. You know, one of the things that will happen, and I think the hesitancy at the local level of doing mandates is because the vaccines have not been officially fully approved. But people need to understand that the amount of data right now that shows a high degree of effectiveness and a high degree of safety is more than we've ever seen with emergency use authorization. So these vaccines are as good as officially approved.
Wait a minute. Now I'm totally baffled. He said the hesitancy at the local level of doing mandates is because the vaccines have not been officially fully approved. Huh? That's what, I mean, when some of us say, well, these are emergency use, other people mock us. I had a friend of mine last week. Yeah. It's an emergency. It worked. And frankly, from where I sit, I believe they're working. And I believe that Operation Warp Speed delivered a pretty miraculous outcome. But it's not just Fauci. Here's the guy who could very well be the next mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. Here's Cut 14. He was on CNN with Jake Tapper, asked if we should have to wear masks indoors in New York, even after having been vaccinated.
What about New York City? Would you recommend that vaccinated individuals wear masks indoors?
Yes, I do. I believe that we should err on the side of cautious. Coronavirus is a formidable opponent. It is changing every day, and there's a lot that we don't know. But we should spread facts and not fear. Let's let the science dictate the policy. We have amazing scientists here in this country. Allow them to dictate the policy we should carry out for health.
Great. That's great news. So much for not wearing a mask at Madison Square Garden or a Broadway show, or I guess a hockey game or a basketball game. Wear masks indoors, even if you're fully vaccinated. Now, you understand, much of the country has already rejected this. And as far as I could tell, we're not seeing super spreader events. When you see that the Delta variant is really on the rise, it's by minuscule percentages. We don't have people stacking the ICUs. People aren't dying in the hallways of hospitals. So you either believe the science that the vaccines work, or you're confused because the scientists, like Tony Fauci, say, well, it's not officially fully approved yet, these vaccines. So which is it? I mean, let's face it. It's impossible to keep up with Fauci. Because he changes his mind and he flip-flops on a regular basis. Here he is making the rounds saying that there's hesitancy on the local level to impose mask mandates. My gosh. We're kind of doomed. We are sort of doomed. We're, as the kids would say, we're screwed. Boy, am I missing this guy. Donald Trump. At CPAC over the weekend, here's Cut 7, pretty much summing up the state of America under Biden and Fauci and potentially the Eric Adamses of the world. Fear should rule. You better stay cowering in fear over COVID. Wear your mask. Wear four masks. Stay home. Don't live your life. America is desperate to get back to where it was. And folks like Eric Adams and Tony Fauci and Joe Biden are going to do their damnedest to prevent it. They're going to do everything they can to keep America from coming back. Not this guy. Here's Trump, Cut 7, pointing out what this message has done to America in the last 6 months.
In a matter of mere months, Joe Biden has brought our country to the brink of ruin. Right here in Texas, we are the epicenter of a border and migration crisis unlike anything anyone has ever seen before in the history of our country. At the same time, they have totally obliterated your energy industry. I told you. Under my administration, we achieved a historic reduction in illegal immigration. Never happened before to that extent, and not even close. We ended the horrible catch and release where we catch a criminal and release him into our country. We actually said, nope, it's called stay in Mexico. And it worked very well. And we had the support of Mexico. Who else could do that?
He's right. Who else could get the vaccines delivered the way he did? If you believe in the vaccine, and listen, I've said it over and over again. If you want to challenge it, fine. I'm no expert. I'm no doctor. I believe the Trump administration when they rolled out the vaccines by Christmas. Remember when that happened? Oh, yeah, and that was when Kamala said she wouldn't take the vaccine because it was rolled out before Biden got inaugurated. But Biden's inauguration, that changed everything for Kamala. Here's Larry Kudlow, cut number 9. He was on with Steve Hilton last night on Fox News, made a great point. I read somewhere over the weekend that over 250,000 lives in America have been saved because of the vaccines. Don't know if that's true or not, but if it is true, we got one administration to thank, and it's not the Biden administration. Here is Larry Kudlow, who was an important part of the Trump administration on Fox News last night.
We will take back the House. We will take back the...
I think that Operation Warp Speed and the whole vaccination miracle is what reopened the economy and has given us a very good recovery so far, though not necessarily in the labor markets. Let me point out, we're still basically playing under Trump policies of low tax rates and deregulation. Now, they're going to try to repeal all that, and we'll see how they do. I think they're going to have a hard time. But those are the incentives that President Trump put into place.
I mean, he's right. The vaccines are a miracle delivered to us by the Trump administration. And everybody knows it. So what do you make of this push by the left, by people on the far left, whether it's Eric Adams or Anthony Fauci, to make local communities mandate mask wearing in their communities? 1-800-655-MIKE. Do you agree with me that they never want to relinquish power and that it is totally about power? Or do you think I'm overreaching here? It's so depressing to hear these people. 1-800-655-MIKE. Pick me up a little bit. Take me out of my grumpy mood. Give me reason for hope. Or just tell me I'm right and we can all be miserable together. It's okay. It's the Mutual Misery Society here on Team Gallagher. 800-655-MIKE. Press 1 to come on air. 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments on the MyPillow text line. However you get here, just get here. I want your voice front and center on this Monday, July 12th episode of The Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-6453.
Want to support The Mike Gallagher Show? Be sure to patronize our great advertisers.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Ready, Steve? Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, this guy, Dr. Fauci, he don't know which way is up or which way is down. He keeps on changing his tune on every single thing according to what the media wants to hear, okay?
Hey, Mike, of course it's all about power. Vote Republican in 22.
Can't say that enough. Vote Republican in 2022. We better flood the polls and not get distracted by distractions. I mean, listening to this guy talk, listening to these I mean, and I'm even confused. I said falsely a minute ago, Fauci is advocating for mask mandates. He's talking about vaccine mandates. How do you prove you... Do you know how easy it is to forge a little piece of paper that you got when you got your vaccine? I've seen copies of the vaccine card with chicken scratch on it. The local pharmacist writes in there, yeah, you got the Pfizer vaccine. I got the Moderna vaccine. There's no... These aren't like driver's licenses. So that's really Fauci's official position? Now, to Biden's credit, so far it hasn't been the federal government's position, but are they going to expect businesses to do, and will you patronize businesses that make you show proof of vaccination before you enter? 800-655-MIKE. Rick, you're up on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. Hi. Yeah, I just want to express my views as far as the vaccine. You know, my wife and I, my whole family, we're in Fort Mill. We had COVID back in December. It was nothing more than a common cold for most of us. And I tested positive for the antibodies. My personal doctor told me we don't need the vaccine as long as we have the antibodies. And I just feel like we're being pushed up against the wall. I think this whole COVID thing is something that was released almost intentionally to discredit Trump. I firmly believe that. And remember
Jane Fonda, Rick. Remember, I'll play this till the cows come home. I mean, over and over again, Jane Fonda, COVID was God's gift to the left. And that's truly, I cannot play that enough. I play that all the time, and I play it for a reason. Because you need to keep this on your radar. And remember the mindset of the left. COVID worked for them. Am I wrong? 800-655-MIKE.
Mike Gallagher Show.
It was Justice Scalia who pointed out that it's so hard to win a defamation case against one of these publications because you have to prove actual malice. Well, I'm pretty sure if you got access to the personal text messages of a New York Times reporter or a Washington Post reporter, you may find that actual malice against you, a conservative President Trump, James O'Keefe, or others.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. I want to talk to Donna here because I really do want to be challenged on this. When we are being told by Anthony Fauci, the potential next mayor of New York City, that we got to show proof of vaccination in order to get into businesses, we got to wear a mask, even if we're vaccinated. And I hear from people every day who are resisting that. I've been in environments where it's like amazing to see what life is like post-pandemic. And yet it just feels like they're never going to relinquish the ability to tell us how to live our lives. Whether it's getting a vaccination that you may not want to get or wearing a mask in order to conduct business or spend your money. Is this ever going to end? Is this ever going to end? But Donna disagrees. Hey, Donna, thanks very much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. I'm frustrated at the fact that everybody wants to make this a political issue. And people are dying from COVID. I've had members of my family that not only had it once, but had it twice. I have neighbors that, you know, have adult children that are compromised that have had it. Mm-hmm. I just think it's not productive for us to sit here and say, oh, it's big pharma, it's big government. I just don't know why everybody is so hostile about it and thinking that somebody's going to take over every right that we have.
Right.
I just don't feel that. I live in a very conservative community. You know, by the way, I voted for Trump twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just don't get, I mean, I know that, you know, it's entertaining, I guess. That,
no, no,
you know,
it has nothing to do with entertainment. Let me respond to your very reasonable questions. And you're very reasonable, but here's what I'm intrigued by. when somebody pushes back against being told to, that they're forced to show their proof of vaccination in order to go to a show or get on a cruise ship or walk into a shopping mall. Let me finish my point. When Americans push back against a vaccine mandate, why is it that it's political to push back, but it's not political to have the mandate in the first place? You know what I mean? Why is it only a one-way street, Donna?
Because maybe they have our best interests at heart. And
you think they do? You think they do? You believe they have our best interests at heart?
I do.
When Jane Fonda, let me play this.
I don't think I could go through this world or go through this life thinking that every time somebody does something, it's for an evil reason or a negative reason. Maybe they just have our best interest at heart.
But it's not everybody. I mean, of course, it'd be tough to believe that the whole world was sort of out to get us. You know the old saying, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you don't think everybody's out to get you. But Donna, you don't think there are governors and mayors and legislators who have taken advantage, following the Jane Fonda mantra, and I can't play this enough.
COVID is God's gift to the left.
Well, she's crazy, and we all know she's crazy. So why do you think Jane Fonda's crazy?
Let's be very honest here. There's all people who feel the way she does. A lot of people who feel the way she does. You don't think there's Democrats who have embraced COVID as a way to get more power over Americans' lives?
Don't you think that there's Republicans that have embraced COVID to get what they want? Like, it goes both ways.
Like what? What have Republicans gotten by embracing COVID? Name one Republican
Going after the Democrats said that they're evil and they're trying to control us,
Donna, you have to understand, there's millions of Americans who think this is about control. You may think they're all wrong. They're not. I mean, believe me, you don't think politicians crave power and control?
They may very well, but, you know, it goes both ways. Once again, I don't think it's one-sided.
Well,
it's entertaining. You're making a living because of it.
Baloney.
It goes on and on.
Baloney. You know what I make a living doing? Fighting for this country to get back to normal again. And you should too. You should want this country to get back to normal.
Say that it's not.
How long do you think we're supposed to be cowering in fear, living in fear of COVID? For five more years? Ten more years?
Cowering in fear at all anymore that the vaccine is here.
Well, but Fauci just said we got to wear a mask in indoor spaces even if you're vaccinated. Even if the vaccine doesn't matter. There's more variants out there. Huh?
Maybe he knows something we don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Donna. I appreciate it. I don't know if you're just being a contrarian. I don't know if you're just trying to, you know, or really you feel the way you feel. And sometimes when people tell me, they sort of brag about voting for Trump twice, I always hate to doubt it, but I just doubt it. But maybe she does. I'll take her at face value. But why don't you respond to Donna? I mean, I would believe that some people would call Donna gullible. Well, they just have our best interests at heart. They're just trying to look out for us. They're not trying to do anything bad or nefarious. It has nothing to do with power at all.
COVID is God's gift to the left.
It's just they're looking out for us. They want us to be safe. And if Harris County decided to implement 24-hour voting, they just did so because we're looking out for the Donnas of the world. I have to play this exchange, incidentally, because election integrity looms large, and we can't avoid it, and I don't want to avoid it, and we won't avoid it. Yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott appeared on Chris Wallace's show, Fox News Sunday, cut number 10. Very important exchange. So Houston, which is, of course, like most major American cities, run by Democrats, run into the ground by Democrats, I'd add. Houston decided we're going to have 24-hour voting, just like that, because of COVID, because we're just looking out. Like Donna said, we have your best interests in mind. All we want to do is give you 24-hour voting. We want drive-through voting, pile into the car, whatever. We're going to put drop boxes everywhere. We're going to have millions of mail-in ballots, all because of COVID, because we're just looking out for you. It's all about your best interests. We're good. We just mean well. Here's cut 10. Listen to this exchange between Chris Wallace and Governor Greg Abbott.
Well, Governor, let me ask you, though, about two other things that the GOP bills would do. I want to put them up on the screen. They would ban 24-hour voting, and they would ban drive-through voting. Now, there was no allegation of any fraud in either of those. Harris County, the Houston area, employed both of those, and more than half of the voters who showed up were people of color. So you say you want to make it easier to vote. That's going to make it harder to vote. And the question is, why make it harder for some Texans to vote unless the point is to suppress voting by people of color?
So you mentioned a couple of things that need to be responded to. One, you mentioned how Harris County did this, and it was Harris County alone. And for your viewers, Harris County is where Houston, Texas is located. Let's go back to Article 1, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, where it says in there that it is the states, not counties, that have the authority to regulate elections. And despite that constitutional mandate, this past election, Harris County, a county, tried to create its own election system that had never been used in the state of Texas. It was not used in other parts of the state of Texas. And so what the state of Texas is doing...
But, Governor, why not let it go on? Governor, I guess the question is, if 24-hour voting worked, why not continue it?
Well, first, I'm going to answer your question specifically, but you need to go back to elections before now, because the same allegations were made when Texas passed a voter ID law, and everyone said the exact same thing. This is going to disenfranchise people of color. It will reduce voting. And the fact of the matter is, after we passed voter ID, we increasingly saw every election cycle, more people go vote. It did not make it harder to go vote. It was easier to go vote.
You know, and he went on to say, and I'm sorry, Derek, we clipped it there, but he went on to say, specifically the answer to Chris Wallace's question, it's unconstitutional. If 24-hour voting worked, why not keep it? Real simple answer. The Constitution. The Constitution matters. Harris County can't just change election laws. New York City can't just willy-nilly change election laws. Chicago, Atlanta cannot just change election laws. Phoenix, the state of Arizona, they can't just change election laws. They can't just wave away, well, you know, COVID. But it's back to the Donnas of the world. And again, I don't know if Donna's legit or not. Lots of callers, lots of listeners are texting us on the MyPillow text line saying she's not a real call. There's no way a Trump supporter feels the way Donna does. Here's a text on the MyPillow text line. Donna, please don't be a fool. The government doesn't have our best interests at heart. Let's count all the government mandated or suggested things that have not been good for the citizens. The ones making it political are people like Fauci and Biden, threatening door-to-door solicitations for vaccines, giving the wink and nod to private businesses making it mandatory. They've made it political, not those who push back. But how do you react to the things that Donna said? Sharon, you're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good, good.
I was reacting because this has nothing to do with politics for my family. This has to do with the fact that this is an experimental vaccine. It's just that simple. I'm married to a physician who says, absolutely not going to take this vaccine for ourselves, for our family members and friends.
Do you remember when Fauci was asked what percentage of people at the CDC have been vaccinated? And it was like, what was it, less than half? They don't want to get vaccinated.
Absolutely. We have family in Georgia that an entire hospital system got enough vaccines for the staff, physicians, everywhere that anyone who wanted it. And not even half of the people took it. A third of the people are taking the vaccine. All medical professionals. Those are not school teachers and, you know, your average American out there. This is an experimental vaccine. I am not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a pro-vaxxer. I've taken multiple vaccines in my life. I just recently took the Shingrix, but it was tested. And it was tested properly by the FDA, and this just doesn't pass the smell test. Something is wrong here. We have never, ever, as Americans, been forced to take a vaccine. Ever.
Sharon, I'm with you. I'm with you entirely, but let's see what our listeners say. Is she right? Is Sharon right? Are you anti-vax? I mean, Sharon says, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You heard Fauci say it. Fauci's own words. The reason there's resistance is that this isn't... What did he say? What was it? What was the... You get the wording here of what Fauci... What clip was that where we have the verbatim, Derek? Where Fauci talked about... I got to find it. I got to find it. I'm a little discombobulated. Here it is. Is it cut 12? Yeah, there should be. People need... I think the hesitancy at the local level of doing mandates, Fauci said, is because the vaccines have not been officially fully approved. Well, I mean, that's Fauci. So he's essentially agreeing with Sharon. Where are you on this? Join me. Come on, let's flood the phone lines today. Alex is hanging up on a bunch of people because he's done. We don't have a lot of good. Come on, we need good callers today. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let's fill up the phone lines and get your reaction to Sharon, get your reaction to Fauci, get your reaction to where we go from here when it comes to mandatory vaccination proof of vaccine, wearing masks. When's it going to end? Because there's more variants out there. 800-655-MIKE. One open line. Press 1 to join us. Waiting for you.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast. We're so grateful for your support over the years. And the best is yet to come. Gallagher.
I think that Fauci is not power hungry. I think that if you go back through his history, he's an extreme germaphobe. I think that's what led him to the position that he's at.
That's the problem with people like Donna. She is a sheep. They follow what the Biden administration says, what Fauci says. A clear liar, both Biden and Fauci.
Trust the government. They're just here to help, right? I was reading an analysis over at 538 Pollster. Whether Republicans get vaccinated has a lot to do with if they watch Fox News or One America News Network. They say there's a difference. Republicans... Overall, Republicans were among those most likely to say they're hesitant or resistant to getting vaccinated. And I believe that. Because I really believe that people on the left expect the government to take care of them from the cradle to the grave. I really do believe that everything that the left believes about the government, it has sort of come to fruition with COVID. And incidentally, I don't think Jane Fonda's crazy or senile. Somebody just texted, well, Jane Fonda is senile.
COVID is God's gift to the left.
I truly believe that she revealed how Democrat mayors and governors feel about COVID. And it's nonstop. It's relentless. 800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. I got my MyPillow bathrobe, my lightweight bathrobe over the weekend. It is so comfortable, made of Supima cotton, oversized, but it's lighter for the summer months. So if you want a bathrobe but you don't want to sweat, order the MyPillow bathrobe. The MyPillow slippers are here. They're called My Slippers. 40% off the slippers when you enter the promo code MikeG. 30% off the bathrobe. The new bathrobe comes in, I got a white and a maroon. Bunch of colors. They come in gray, too. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. Mike wants to respond to Donna. Hey, Mike, make it count. You're up.
Okay, yes, it is. I own a company that did some support work all through this COVID on the testing centers in Arizona. I met a doctor, a woman from educated in Stanford. She was from India originally, that was a support physician in the fight on the Navajo reservation, which they had some COVID up there.
Oh, I wanted you to get to your point quicker than that, Mike. I'm sorry. We had 30 seconds, and I wanted to hear you rebut Donna. My apologies. Call me back, Mike, when we have some more time up against that hard break. One of the few Sunday morning news shows that doesn't give me a headache is CBS Sunday Morning. I want you to hear the story of a Navy veteran who wanted to be buried in his Navy uniform. He's alive. It's a very heartwarming story. Give you something to smile, maybe bring a little tear to your eye, but it's coming up.